You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Well, whether you've lived here in Idaho your entire life or you recently moved here, I bet I can guarantee that there is an Idaho adventure that you want to experience. And that is where Epic Idaho comes in. This YouTube series captures the essence of the Idaho travel experience, whether you were looking for a family excursion or maybe some heart-pounding thrill. This video series will help you figure out what that bucket list item is for you. And you will also see the real beauty as well as the geography of our pretty amazing state. Joining me live in studio to talk more about Epic Idaho are the hosts of the series as well as travel pros, Chad Case and John Conti. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks.
Well, first, I just want to ask you guys, give me a little bit of background about the two of you, because, I mean, we're talking some award-winning videography, photography. I mean, you guys are the real deal here.
That's really nice. I haven't heard that before, Chad.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Go with it.
You want to take this?
John started working with me about 5 years ago. Since then, we've increased a lot of the video work. I've been working in photography since I was 19, mm-hmm. so been at it for a while.
Just a couple years.
Just a couple years. Had my own business for about 20 years. And we started ramping up on the video stuff and started traveling together internationally and did some great projects there. And that just was a natural flow right into what we were doing in Idaho.
So this is, what, a 7-part YouTube series?
Yes.
And so talk to me about some of the adventures, because, I mean, they do really range the gamut of kind of, I think, what your fear level is.
Yeah, I know. And I think when we initially pitched the idea, we were talking about jumping off the Parian Bridge and, you know, mountain climbing in City of Rock. So they even had to tone us down a little bit on the epicness. But, yeah, there's a bunch of... Idaho is broken up into 7 regions based on the tourism department.
Mm-hmm.
So we just did a bunch of activities in each region. So whether that was paddleboarding in Shoshone Falls or up north doing some cool tree-to-tree adventure stuff. Even down in southeastern Idaho, which I think doesn't get a lot of attention, we found cool stuff like Bloomington Lake, which was a hidden gem.
So is that hidden lake?
Yeah.
Because I got on the Epic Idaho website, and there is a picture of that lake. It is beautiful.
It's amazing. It's like in the middle of this, you know, that region, southeastern region, and there's, you know, fairly flat. Bear mm-hmm. Lake's really big and flat. You drive up in this beautiful little mountain lake, and the cool thing is it's got a giant tree swing. And so the biggest tree swing I've ever been on in my life. And somebody maintains it and keeps it there. And so, yeah, we hopped on the tree swing, and out you go into the lake.
Wow. Yeah. So you guys worked with Visit Idaho, our official kind of tourism platform.
Yeah, we partnered with Idaho Tourism to produce Epic Idaho and worked directly with them on finding out the different activities. You know, like John was saying, we tried to chunk it up into, you know, something that was you could do with your family, mm-hmm. something maybe you just anybody can do, grandma can do it, anybody, and to something that's maybe a little more adventurous. So we had little culinary bumps along the way, little cultural bumps along the way, museums, places to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
And the year before, what we had done is we had done something similar with the tourism department, and we were out there doing it, and we were shooting other people who lived in the regions. And that's pretty hard production-wise, just working with people's schedules and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got caught in some situations where it was like, do we have any models to take these photos? Do we have any people to interview? No, but we have ourselves. And that's kind of where the idea came from.
Well, that, and we started on that project just for us, for fun. We started doing these behind-the-scenes stuff. And they liked the behind-the-scenes stuff, Idaho Tourism did. So it kind of was birthed out of that, too. Like, you know, we've got this kind of a little bit like old guy, young guy chemistry going. And so we try and make those behind-the-scenes ones, which we were just completely natural doing that. Just, you know, like me having John walk down into a mud bog, you know, and tell me if it's okay. And
yeah, John, you do it. You try it first.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're listening to this and you can't tell, I'm sure you can. Chad is the old guy in that situation, and I'm the young one.
Just to clarify. Yeah.
Just to clarify that.
I'm talking with hosts of the video series Epic Idaho, Chad Case and John Conti. And favorite adventure that you did during this series?
Absolutely, Shoshone Falls. Now, I've been to Shoshone Falls before.
I've been to Shoshone Falls from the top, and I've looked at it.
Everybody has. And we did that the year before. And we went there, and I parks are nice, but I like to get in it. So I hear that we're doing Shoshone Falls for this series, and I'm kind of like, ho-hum, okay. And whoa. First off, you got to get down into the canyon. You rent your paddleboard there. we take a shuttle out to Pillar Falls. I hadn't seen Pillar Falls before. That in itself is worth a day just to hang out
and
at Pillar Falls.
And you can paddle right up to Pillar Falls, no problem.
Wait, you can paddle to a falls. Will you not fall over the falls and die?
No. Right. So the falls is coming down. And the way Pillar Falls works, if you can imagine, they're giant pillars and the water flows in between them.
Okay. So, but you won't hit the pillars?
No, you won't, because you have to paddle up to them. The water's coming through them, like downstream at you. So,
okay.
So imagine
you actually portage around Pillar Falls. So the water level has to be low enough, because like in the spring, it's too high. And you have to make this portage with your paddle boards around that. So
imagine that you paddle underneath this bridge to start out with people jumping off of it, base jumping down to you. You get to this first falls, you portage out, then you got another 2 miles to go. And I'm not one that's very good on a paddleboard.
I can second that.
Yeah. So I'm struggling out there to get there. But once you get there, you are underneath a giant waterfall. You are not standing out in the park like everyone is
right,
just looking at it. You are in it. And in it is
just
the
imagine,
word
right, in it,
that you can use.
You're paddling as far as and the currents around the falls as you get up to it are just completely tumultuous. So they're going every
right.
Direction. And you're on this paddleboard. And
I'm nervous talking to you about my hands are getting sweaty just like talking to
right.
you about
our
this.
Our paddleboards weren't like, I have a paddleboard that's like this giant paddleboard, it's really stable. These were not as stable as the one I was used to. And so you get up in there and all of a sudden wind and mist and waves is pushing you back. You know, it was just such a surreal experience. It was really cool.
It was really cool. And it's actually, wear your life vest, but it's actually pretty safe. That waterfall is so powerful. You couldn't get under it.
Okay. But just wear your life vest. But this is one of the things that, I mean, having lived here for as long as I've lived here, I never knew.
Never did it.
You could do something like that. Yeah, hiking, looking at it. Never knew you could do something like that.
That's part of this series for us, too. You know, and me, I'm an Idaho native, lived here my whole life, mm-hmm. for a little while. But all these different things we got to go do, I've never done before. Places I've never seen before, and it was just so cool.
See, that's super cool.
A lot of times there were some things that were like, I'm not a really big museum guy. We went to the museum at the Brig in northern Idaho,
mm-hmm.
and it was so cool. You know, it was like this amazing chunk of history. And, you know, ghosts and all kinds of stuff mixed in with it. That were
See,
like,
that's super cool.
That's fun. Yeah.
So next project, because this is over, but mm-hmm. something else in the works that we should know about?
So we've basically traveled around Idaho the last
two summers.
And I think we owe it to our families.
Yeah, shout out to the families.
Chad's got three kids.
My kids and my wife didn't see me much last year, so we were
You just come home and tell them about how cool everything is.
Yeah, hey.
Their love and support was awesome. And so this year we're like, okay, let's be good to our families and stick around. And so we're going to do something that's all Treasure Valley based.
Oh, that'll be cool though, too.
We can be at home and work.
So. Yeah.
So kind of the same thing you saw with Epic Idaho, but here at home, here locally. So more for the Treasure Valley and local residents. We're going to keep it local this year.
I want to thank you guys for coming in today. My guest today, the host of the video series Epic Idaho, Chad Case and John Conte. You can get on the website, Epic Idaho. You can also just check it out on YouTube. Super cool videos. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thanks.
And I want to thank all of you for listening today. My producers, Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardoski. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Wednesday. A little bit cloudy out there, but you know what? Go out and enjoy it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.